Well, penalty rates will be at the forefront of debate when Parliament resumes today. The federal government is on the attack over union-negotiated wage deals that the Prime Minister says allows employers to pay even less than the new Sunday rates recommended by the Fair Work Commission. And moves are underway to ban secret payments too between businesses and unions, payments of the kind revealed by the recent Royal Commission into trade unions. The ACTU is still dealing with the fallout from that claim by its new secretary, Sally McManus, that she has no problem with breaking the law if the law is unjust. The Prime Minister says her controversial views are outrageous.
If she doesn't believe in obeying the law, if she believes the law only applies when it suits her, then I don't think we've got a lot in common in terms of values. This is a nation governed by the rule of law. And if she thinks that she and her unions are above the law, then there's not much work we can do with her, I'm afraid.
That's the Prime Minister speaking last week. Well, Jed Carney is the president of the ACTU, and she's leading a delegation of workers to Parliament to lobby politicians against the penalty rate cut. She joins us from the Melbourne airport. Jed Carney, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Can we deal first with this view that it's okay to break the law if the law is unjust? Do you agree?
Look, I think that this has been taken completely out of proportion because, of course, the vast bulk of the work that trade unions do every single day is within the law. But I think what Sally said is refreshingly honest and very open and is actually a universal belief. Now, I just heard the Prime Minister say that his values are not the same. Well, does he not value the fact that women can now vote, that women can now drink in bars, that married women can join the public service? Because all of those things were only came about because people broke the laws. We had a general strike, an illegal general strike in the 70s to get Medicare. Does he do not think that Australians value Medicare? I mean, nurses, I myself took unprotected, illegal industrial action so that we could get nurse-patient ratios because our patients weren't getting the care that they deserved. Does he not value good patient care in our hospitals?
Okay, point taken. Really. But when Sally McManus was asked about law-breaking by the CFMEU on 7:30 last week, I think everyone listening to that really knew the question was about the allegations, some have since proven, of bribery, of thuggery, of coercion on work sites, not of workers going on strike for safety after a death on the work site. Is it okay for the CFMEU to break the laws to extract bribes, for instance?
Well, first of all, you know, a lot of those things were alleged during a Royal Commission, and one by one, every single prosecution or every single accusation has fallen by the wayside.
Are you saying the CFMEU does not engage in thuggery?
I'm saying that what Sally McManus was talking about is industrial laws in this country that are unjust and unfair. And she used an example that if somebody dies on a worksite, the fine for the employer who could be responsible is less than the fine for workers who stop work because their mate has died. That is an unjust law. Malcolm Turnbull is an intelligent, educated, worldly man. He knows what Sally McManus was talking about. It is a universal belief, and his rage is completely disingenuous and fake. And the only reason he is doing this is to stop talking about penalty rates.
But a lot of people think the CFMEU breaks laws, and they're not good laws that they break. I mean, they're not bad laws that they break.
I'm telling you, over history, we have had bad laws. Australia has one of the most onerous industrial relations systems in the world, in the developed world. Nurses can't take protective action. Nurses have to take illegal, unprotected action because the laws make it virtually impossible. We had early childhood educators last week have to walk out illegally, but they had full support of the community, Fran. Full support, as do nurses when they take illegal, unprotected action. And Malcolm Turnbull knows this, and the only reason he's doing this is because he wants to stop talking about penalty rates.
So you're protecting the CFMEU and its right to break laws, even if those laws are not some that...
I am protecting the universal belief that if a law is unjust, then that law has to be dealt with. And over history, over centuries past, unjust laws have been broken, and I gave you some very good examples.
Is the problem when it's the head of an organisation saying it's okay to break unjust laws, rather than that to be an organic thing that comes from concerns by the people? Who gets to decide whether a law is worth breaking?
I think Malcolm Turnbull himself said it when he talked about values. We know what people value. We know people value universal health care. We know people value decent patient care. We know people value the people who care for our children in childcare centres. He can't talk about values and then just summarily dismiss centuries and centuries of activism that have resulted in better laws And if our activism in the trade union movement results in better rights for working people, then that's a good thing. And the Prime Minister should stand up and say he values working people having working rights.
What about the opposition leader? I mean, if Sally McManus is right, does that make Bill Shorten wrong when he says, I just don't agree, we believe in changing the laws, not breaking them?
Well, Bill Shorten said what he said, but he's not jumping up and down like a pork chop and carrying on about it like the Prime Minister is. He's getting on with the job of protecting around 700,000 people who are about to have a massive pay cut. He's putting up a bill today that the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, could vote for that would summarily mean that people are not going to have their take-home pay cut as a result of the Fair Work Commission. And he's not going to do that. He's just carrying on like a two-bob watch.
We were supposed to be speaking with Sally McManus herself this morning, but she pulled out the last minute, said she had a diary clash. Is she being kept away from the media in recognition that she did misspeak, that this is not helping the penalty rates campaign that you're trying to wage in Parliament?
Sally McManus has gone to Echuca. Now, here's a perfect example. We have workers up in Echuca, loyal, good workers who have been locked out for months and months by their employer. Now, no one is outraged by the fact that an employer can do that to their workers. They're losing pay, their families are suffering, the community is suffering, and all they want is a fair outcome from an EBA, and they've been locked out. I think that's a pretty serious issue. And Sally has gone up there to tell them that we are not going to stand for this sort of behaviour. The Fair Work Act is allowing this to happen. Nobody is outraged, and we want the Fair Work Act changed, and that is part of our message to Canberra today.
It's 17 to 8 on Breakfast. Our guest is Jed Carney. She's the ACTU president. Jed Carney, nevertheless, would it have been a distraction to have Sally McManus there in Canberra, because you're there with a delegation who will lose penalty rates under the decision from the Fair Work Commission? Better off without Sally McManus muddling that message?
Well, I think Sally will certainly be in the public eye up there in Echuca. I mean, nothing is stopping anybody talking to her. She will be very public. She will be out there standing up with workers, just as I am today, standing up with workers
okay.
in Canberra.
The Prime Minister was unequivocal late last week. He says the government, we do support the Fair Work ruling. There's no chance the government will legislate to protect the pay. Is this now being settled, that the independent umpire reigns?
No, because he can do something about it. There will be a bill table today, is my understanding, in the House of Representatives. People like all the crossbenchers and the Prime Minister need to step up and absolutely support.
He's not going to. He says he supports the Fair Work Commission. In fact, what the government's going to do today is try and turn the spotlight onto Labor and the unions and point out that the enterprise bargaining agreements negotiated by unions allow McDonald's and KFC, for example, to pay their workers $3 an hour less than what they'd get even under the new lower Sunday rate for award workers.
Fran, there's three things that I'd like to say about that. Number one, he'd better have his data right, because my understanding, and you need to talk to the SDA about this to get a better understanding of what's happening, is that if he is using published EBA data, then that data is out of date, because those KFC workers are getting paid a rate right now, a loaded rate well above the award, that is not published because KFC refused to bargain until they saw the outcome of the Fair Work Commission. So the published data is not the actual data.
So the workers are getting above the Sunday penalty rate.
They are getting paid well above award loaded rates. Now, I don't know the exact amount. You need to check that out, but he'd better be very careful, is all I'm saying, that he's not using old data and finds himself misleading Parliament.
Number two,
this is about bargaining. And this is what the Prime Minister is showing, that he is quite ignorant if he is going to go down this path. Because when you bargain, like as a nurse, I bargained pay rates to give up pay rates so I could have paid parental leave. I actually got a lower pay rise because we got nurse-patient ratios. These are things you get when you bargain. What the Fair Work Commission has done and what Malcolm Turnbull is supporting is a pay cut that the workers have no control, no say over, and they get nothing in return. And number three, again, all he is doing by this is muddying the waters, because he doesn't want to talk about the fact that he is going to support a pay cut for 700,000 people.
Just finally, another issue the government will be flagging today is action on the types of secret payments that we heard about during the Hayden Royal Commission, these, quote, corrupting benefits between businesses and unions, Bill Shorten's old union, the AWU, for instance. The government wants to introduce jail sentences of up to 10 years.
Oh, look, honestly, all the Prime Minister once again is doing is trying to get rid of unions who stand up and fight for hardworking people. He will try to find us out of existence. Maybe the Prime Minister should turn around and look at his own party, where there's somebody in Victoria who's now in prison for seriously financial misconduct. He should look in his own backyard. He will not be able to stop trade unions fighting every single day like we are right now for a lot of people who worried about penalty rates. And Fran, we released some ReachTel data today that showed in WA more than half of the voters said that the penalty rates decision influenced their vote. Now, the Prime Minister, we are not going to let this go away, and the Prime Minister needs to be on notice about that.
Jed Carney, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Fran.
Jed Carney is the President of the ACTU, and we did seek an interview with the Workplace Minister, Michaela Cash, but she was unavailable. We will be joined by the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, after 8.